My Thanksgiving moment came early this year. It was a very specific visual image. Two images, actually. And now, you're not going to hear me whining about what happened during Hurricane Sandy. I was lucky, big time. But the storm, I think, revealed something about my neighborhood, like an overheard conversation that tells a truth that's usually unstated. It reminded me of something. In Somalia once, I walked through a village stacked high with bodies, killed by famine, white-boned, withered, shrunken children. Next door, in the neighboring village, though, there was plenty of food. How can this be? I asked. The famine revealed something about how this society was organized. Do you want us to end up like those skeleton people? A woman said to me one time. We have to survive, she said. It's just the truth. There was that overheard remark of Mitt Romney. You'll remember it during the campaign.
All right, there are 47% who are with him, who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them.
It's hard to hear there, but he's talking about the 47% of Americans, you'll remember, who he said pay no taxes, think of themselves as victims, and are looking for stuff. Is this what he truly believes? Get rid of entitlements, root out the dysfunction and the system, the economy would work better. Or is it that it was the food stamps that worked? They did what they were supposed to. Have we embraced these people in a time of need with our rickety food stamp program? Is that what happened? People are hungry. Other people have food. We feed the hungry people some food. Is it so much more complicated than that? So when the waters from Hurricane Sandy hit my neighborhood, smashed everybody equally who was close to the water. The only advantage was being up high. The flooding was everywhere. And then the power went out in my neighborhood. And so did any sense of equality. As the waters receded, we discovered who had an advantage and who did not. It all slowly became clear. A week and a half after Sandy, there was another storm, bitter cold and snowy, a blizzard, and out of my window, where the lights had just come on a few days before, one of the biggest buildings in my neighborhood, the housing projects, were still dark. From my window, I could see the snow whipping, and nothing but darkness. That image filled me full of fear. One of the largest housing projects in the city, with no power, no heat, no light, buildings just down the street, at the mercy of a blizzard, people whose shelter offered no shelter. Over the course of the next few days, it became clear the power would not be restored soon. The way the buildings were designed, jurisdictional disputes over who and what could be repaired, and when, it all paralyzed things. Hundreds of families would move out, but hundreds of elderly and disabled would stay. On a Saturday, two of my daughters brought food to the building, climbing its 17 flights of stairs along with a group of theater volunteers. They sang this John Legend tune, If You're Out There.
If you hear this message, wherever you stand, I'm calling every woman, calling every man. We're the generation, we can't afford to wait. The future started yesterday, and we're already late.
Now, I cannot climb the stairs and record them singing or even listen to them. But I could cook in my building with elevators that worked, and so my daughters would carry my rice and bean casserole and sing to the people.
We've been looking for the world to change. If you feel the same, then go on and say if you're out there.
People like me.
Sing along with me if you're out there.
Who could climb no stairs. But I was in a building with power. My youngest daughter came home from that, upset at the smell in the building with no plumbing, how the darkness said that nobody cared about these people. Why does nobody care? Why does it seem that way? She wanted to know. Clearly, something about the systems we have built contain a hidden accounting of our real social priorities. Why would the poor in government housing be the last to get their power restored by the private utility? The waters mostly spared the buildings. It was the old electrical systems that failed. Well, the lights are back on in the projects now, and it looks so good from my window. A warmth and life replaces the cold and dead feeling that no one cared. These networks and systems and governments and markets that we humans create to serve our proud identity as free, civilized people. They are so fragile. If they stop supplying power, stop giving heat and water, food and clothes, even for a short time, it all so quickly breaks down. Some people have nothing. Other people with more give things to the people with nothing. Without that simple idea, nothing works. Nothing can work, I think. Thanksgiving. Two images. The power was out in the projects, and now it's back on. And the lights from those buildings are as dazzling as any architectural monument across the river in Manhattan. I love looking at them. Thanksgiving. Enjoy yours.